Emery and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The State Department now confirming at least 9 Americans are among the 700 killed in the surprise Hamas attack in southern Israel, at least 500 Palestinians killed in Gaza, and at least 100 people are believed held hostage by militants. ABC's David Muir is in Tel Aviv.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu making it very clear here that Israel is at war. Hamas militants going from town to town here in Israel, door to door, killing indiscriminately. And where they didn't kill, they took hostages, mothers and their children.
Jonathan Feiner is the administration's deputy national security advisor.
We strongly suspect that there will be American citizens among those killed. We are looking, obviously, very intensively into whether there were any Americans among those who have been abducted and brought to Gaza.
The Nobel Prize in Economics has been awarded to Harvard University professor Claudia Golden. This is ABC News. In White Township, Pennsylvania, a search for multiple gunmen after a mass shooting early Sunday morning. Police say a 22-year-old Pittsburgh man was killed, 8 others wounded, 1 critically. It happened at a private party inside a community center in Indiana County. Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens is with Pennsylvania State Police.
People dove through windows, people ran through doors, ran through porch railings trying to get away from that scene. And so there was chaos.
Simone Biles is still the greatest, the 26-year-old winning gold in the balance beam and floor events at the Gymnastics World Championships wrapping up Sunday. Earlier, Biles getting the gold in the all-around and team competitions, as well as a silver in the vault. Overall, Biles earning a record 37 world and Olympic medals. Also winning big, Kenya's Kelvin Kiptum. He set a new marathon world record in Chicago Sunday, finishing in 2 hours and 35 seconds. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin will hold 2 hearings today for We Energy's 2024 rate proposals. While residents who use natural gas may see a decrease in their monthly utility bill thanks to lower natural gas prices, an increase in fuel prices could have other residents receiving slightly higher bills. Utility companies in Wisconsin are proposing a 1.6% increase in base rates for electricity bills. Utilities officials also claim a rate increase now could save residents up to $2 billion over the next 20 years. A rural minority community in Alabama may be paying the price as Wisconsin looks to expel PFAS from the state. According to a Wisconsin Watch report, the state is trucking nearly 40,000 gallons of the forever chemicals to Amell, Alabama, which is home to the country's largest hazardous waste landfills. The federal government has flagged the area, which will now hold the forever chemicals from Wisconsin, as vulnerable to environmental injustice. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
All right, Team Pella, listen up.
Thanks, John Kuhn. Customers love our products with limited lifetime warranties. Check out these big plays. Incredible innovations like blinds and shades between the glass.
No interference on that play, coach.
And stylish windows with hidden screens that make game days a breeze.
Can it get any better?
It can. With monthly payments as low as $19 per window, $75 per patio door, and a free quote at PellaWI.com.
Let's go.
6.99 APR for 120 months. Circle searches. Supplies and showroom details offers on 1031-2023.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lennon, going back 50 years or so. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock right now, celebrating John Lennon's birthday today. Outside right now, it is 44 degrees in La Crosse and 36 degrees in Hayward. We've been discussing a number of topics today. If you have a comment on anything we're discussing, feel free to call in 715-388-7155. And one of the things we're dealing with right now is the fact that the Republicans cannot get their stuff together enough to even make Congress work. They obviously don't have a Speaker of the House right now. That could change later this week, but with the Republicans, you never know what's going to happen. And the fact that we don't have a Speaker right now is causing problems already. Nothing is happening in Congress. And some critics may say, well, nothing good ever happens in Congress. But Congress gets stuff done normally, and their job is to pass laws. But none of that is getting done right now because they don't have a Speaker of the House. I came across an interesting story in the Wisconsin Examiner by Ashley Murray, posted this morning, about the effects of not having a Speaker of the House. The headline says, Farm Bill Stalled Amid United States House Speaker Battle, Delay of Spending Bills. This piece with a Dateline Washington says, as Congress faces another pressing deadline to fund the government and the United States House grinds to a halt without a speaker, the reauthorization of the nation's agriculture and hunger programs has taken a back seat. But lawmakers tasked with shepherding the new version maintain their progress is, quote, in good shape. The previous farm bill expired on September 30th, and its renewal, a process that occurs every 5 years, remains in the drafting stage, said Senator John Bozeman, the Arkansas Republican lawmaker and ranking member of the Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. Quote, I know myself and Senator Stabenow, our teams are working together to try and get ideas in the text, and so we're moving forward, Bozeman told reporters on Wednesday. Stabenow of Michigan chairs the committee. Quote, it's been difficult because the appropriations process has kind of sucked all the wind out. But we're in good shape. We don't need an extension until the first of the year. If we do need an extension, I think we'll be looking in the November timeframe as we do the CR. Or continuing resolution. The CR is the funding compromise Congress struck last weekend, just hours before a partial government shutdown. The temporary spending measure expires on November 17th. The farm bill and long-term government funding are completely different processes, but Republican House majority infighting over appropriations has stalled other priorities. And with the ouster of former House Speaker and California Republican Kevin McCarthy by a handful of far-right party members and all House Democrats, the lower chamber is frozen. Quote, as with every farm bill, there are forces and circumstances out of our control. What is always a complicated process has become a little more complicated, but our work continues to produce an effective farm bill. Pennsylvania Republican Representative Glenn Thompson, who chairs the House Committee on Agriculture, said in an emailed statement, Thompson and fellow lawmakers have spent thousands of hours over the past 2 years collecting feedback from constituents on what they want to see in the multi-year bill that is forecast to cost $1.5 trillion. But some constituents say despite reassurance that the farm bill is progressing, they remain concerned about its delay, as well as funding for several of its programs, including the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, formerly known as food stamps. As a mandatory program, SNAP will continue as long as Congress approves either temporary or long-term government funding. Quote, the delay in considering important legislation, such as agriculture appropriations and the farm bill, creates a great deal of uncertainty for farmers and ranchers. The 2018 farm bill already expired, Sam Kiefer, the American Farm Bureau Federation's vice president of public policy, said in a statement, quote, "All families, including those in rural America, face rising interest rates, high inflation, and turbulence in the marketplace. The Farm Bill provides certainty to those who grow this nation's food, fuel, and fiber, and is crucial to ensuring a safe and affordable food supply. Congress has always come through on a Farm Bill, and they must do it again. Every family in America is counting on it." The 2018 Farm Bill was not signed into law until December 20th of that year. The expansive agricultural and food policy bill covers farmer safety net programs, conservation and sustainability incentives, international trade, rural area development, and food and nutrition programs for low-income learners, the last of which by far accounts for the largest portion of the bill. The legislation is one of Congress's omnibus packages, meaning it's made up of numerous provisions from many lawmakers. So let's hope that something happens in the House of Representatives, sometime soon. From my understanding, Republicans are meeting today and talking about the vacancy in the speaker position. And I guess tomorrow they're going to be talking about who could take over that position. And then my understanding is on Wednesday, they are going to hold what you might call mock votes before they have an actual vote on the House floor, trying to figure out if things are going to go smoothly. But if they don't go smoothly and Republicans can't come together on who should be speaker, what could happen? Well, there's always that possibility that Republicans could work with Democrats to put in kind of a joint speakership and giving the Democrats more control, or I should say more power in the House. But I think that's just a slight possibility. Who knows what the Republicans will come up with in the next 48 hours. But if you want to find out, just stay tuned to your local civic media radio station. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Hold on, John. John, hold on. It's gonna be all right. You're gonna win the fight. Yoko, hold on, it's gonna be alright. You're gonna make the flight. When you're by yourself and there's no one else, you just have yourself and you tell yourself just to hold on. See the light. Oh, and when you're warm, really warm, well, you get things done like they've never been done. So,
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison. Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Whoa!
Now I have have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, God, I am wounded.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out of touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, he had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Buck.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. High of 51 this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight. Lows dip down to about 33. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 52. Temps below average. Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the lower 50s to the mid 50s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 39.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
In search of El Dorado, but you haven't found it yet. You might be an old man with his whole life at his back, and you can hear eternity whispering down the track. Or maybe you're a woman, or just about to be, and you can feel the generations swimming in your sea. But you know that it's coming, surely as the dawn. A battle for the future, baby. Which side are you on? Come on, come on, come on. If you're coming, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. If you're coming, which side are you on? Come on, come on, come on. If you're coming, battle lines are drawn. Come on, come on, come on. If you're coming, which side? Which side are you on? Corporations attacking the natural world, drilling and fracking. Do it with the back of the craven and corrupt. For the ones who fight for the earth with all their might, and in the name of all that's right, confront and disrupt. Out in the street, there's a question in the air. How long, if this theft goes on, will our country still be here? People know the game is rigged, even as they play. They see their expectations slowly slip away. They got subsidies for billionaires, there's a bailout for the banks, a monopoly on medicine, and a sale on armored tanks. Whole damn country's being sold out that revolving door between Washington and Wall Street, like it's one big dollar store. Come on, come on, come on, if you're coming. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on, if you're coming. Which side are you on?
Which side are you on?
Come on, come on, come on, if you're coming. Battle lines are drawn.
Battle lines are drawn.
Come on, come on, come on, if you're coming. Which side? Which side are you on?
little friends who rock you time and again, who like to pretend that they're born again in town. Or the people who hope with everything they do, they can build something new and turn this world around.
That's music from Jackson Browne. Which side are you on? Jackson celebrating his 75th birthday today. Happy birthday, Jackson Browne. 9:25 right now on this Monday morning. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show. We've got 44 degrees in Richland Center right now, 39 degrees in Amory. And, the next thing I want to get to is, well, you know about what happened in Israel over the weekend, right? The attack on Israel, and now the attack by Israel on Gaza. And over 1,200 people dead so far, at least. That number obviously going to rise quite a bit before it's all said and done. And the United States, of course, wants to run to the aid of Israel. But there's one thing stopping it. There's one thing standing in the way. Tommy Tuberville, Senator, United States Senator. I have a story here from Ross Story with a headline that says, there's not a chief of naval operations to help Israel due to Tommy Tuberville's protest. And that is according to a retired commander. This piece was posted late yesterday at Ross Story. Says here that the United States is sending a carrier strike group closer to Israel and will begin supplying munitions. And unfortunately, though, there's a problem with what we can do because we don't have a leader of the Navy at this time. I had a story about what's going on. There's not a chief of naval operations to help Israel. It says the United States reported that a carrier strike group is being sent closer to Israel in solidarity with the country. They'll be supplying ammunitions, according to the president's office. But at the same time, however, the United States is missing a naval operations commander, which is part of Senator Tommy Tuberville's protest. Tuberville, Republican from Alabama. Retired U.S. Navy Commander Phil Ayer posted on the social media site previously known as Twitter that the problem comes at a time when Israel is under attack and Republican infighting led to the Speaker of the House being removed. There are 300 military promotions being held up by Tuberville, but there are also empty positions that can't be filled due to Tuberville. Among them is the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Quote, if the Biden administration wants their nominees confirmed, then Senate Democrats can do what Coach just did in September and file a cloture petition to force a vote, said Tuberville spokesperson Steve Stafford in a statement. The term coach refers to Tuberville's previous life in sports. Indeed, Senator Chuck Schumer could hold an individual vote for each of the promotions and staff positions, but it would require a 60-person majority to break Tuberville's filibuster. 9:28, got to take a break. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
You on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. The State Department now confirming at least 9 Americans are among the 700 killed in the surprise Hamas attack in southern Israel, at least 500 Palestinians killed in Gaza, and at least 100 people are believed held hostage by militants. ABC's David Muir is in Tel Aviv.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu making it very clear here that Israel is at war. Hamas militants going from town to town here in Israel, door to door, killing indiscriminately. And where they didn't kill, they took hostages, mothers and their children.
Jonathan Feiner is the administration's deputy national security advisor.
We strongly suspect that there will be American citizens among those killed. We are looking obviously very intensively into whether there were any Americans among those who have been abducted and brought to Gaza.
The Nobel Prize in Economics has been awarded to Harvard University professor Claudia Golden. This is ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. First Lady Jill Biden will make a trip to Wisconsin early this week to promote the Biden administration's commitment to supporting Native communities and collaborating with tribal nations. The First Lady will be in Green Bay today to attend a Biden Cancer Moonshot event. Then on Tuesday, we'll tour the Menominee Tribal Enterprises sawmill to learn about sustainable forest management. She will also visit the College of Menominee Nation and participate in the Women's Empowerment Summit. Xcel Energy is planning a $500 million transmission line project through western Wisconsin, planning to start the line in Trumbull County and connecting it with existing transmission lines in Clark County and Rust County. The timeline for the project is not set, but Xcel Energy doesn't plan to submit an application with the Public Service Commission until at least next summer. The company will also hold open houses from today through Thursday for residents to learn about the project. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Only love can bring.
37. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Love Rain or Me from The Who, featuring bass player John Entwistle, who was born on this date, October 9th in 1940. Happy birthday, John Entwistle. Passed away some years ago. I think it was like 2002 when he passed away. The night before a tour. Yeah, the night before a Who tour. Hey, welcome back to the show. We've got 37 degrees in Hayward right now and 41 degrees in Eau Claire. And as we were discussing before the break, and as you well know, Israel was attacked over the weekend by Hamas. And I don't want to get too deep into what's going on, but I would like to give you an update before we get on to some Bob Dylan news, by the way. And I have a story here from HuffPost that'll give us a little bit of an update as to what's going on in Israel. The headline says, Israel declares war, bombards Gaza, and battles to dislodge Hamas fighters. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has ordered a complete siege on Gaza, saying authorities would cut electricity and block the entry of food and fuel. Now, if you know anything about Gaza, you know it's a very small strip of land that is heavily, heavily populated, 2.3 million people on a little tiny strip of land. Now, Israel's going to cut off their food, cut off their fuel, cut off their supplies. What's that going to be like for those people living in that area, for the women, the children, the men? I'll give you a little bit of the story before we move on. Dateline Jerusalem, this is from the Associated Press. Israel's military ordered a complete siege on the Gaza Strip on Monday, halting entry of food, fuel, and supplies to its 2.3 million people as it pounded the Hamas-ruled territory with waves of airstrikes in retaliation for the militants' bloody weekend incursion. More than 2 days after Hamas launched its surprise attack from Gaza, the Israeli military said it had largely gained control in its southern towns where it had been battling Hamas gunmen. Israel's vaunted military and intelligence apparatus was caught completely off guard by Hamas, resulting in heavy battles in its streets for the first time in decades. Tanks and drones were deployed to guard breaches in the border fence to prevent new incursions. Thousands of Israelis were evacuated from more than a dozen towns near Gaza, and the military summoned 300,000 reservists, a massive mobilization in a short time. Those moves, along with Israel's former declaration of war on Sunday, pointed to Israel increasingly shifting to the offensive against Hamas, threatening greater destruction in the densely populated, impoverished Gaza Strip. On Sunday, strikes leveled much of the Gaza town of Beit Hanun, which Israel said Hamas was using as a staging ground. On Monday, the Israeli military blared messages to residents to evacuate Rimal, a residential and commercial district of central Gaza City where offices of the Associated Press and other international media are located, a signal that heavy strikes were to come. A major question remains whether it will launch a ground assault into the tiny Mediterranean coastal territory, a move that in the past has brought intensified casualties. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to destroy the military and governing capabilities of the militant group. So as I mentioned, over 1,200 people dead so far. I think over 700 Israelis, over 500 Palestinians. So it doesn't look good there. It doesn't look like things are going to end anytime soon. Israel is going to want maximum revenge. Let's move on. Should we move on to something that doesn't have to do with war and politics? That's where I'm leaning right now. This piece was just posted today, and it's about Bob Dylan. This is from Fox Business. Yep, I'm going to go to Fox Business for a piece about a new Bob Dylan bourbon and a definitive 608-page biography slated for joint October release. And there have been some biographies of Bob Dylan over the years, but evidently this is the definitive Bob Dylan biography. And the subheadline says, Homesick Blues Minnesota Weeded Bourbon Whiskey. And Bob Dylan mixing up the medicine, both tell a story of Dylan's life. Bob Dylan is mixing up the medicine again with an epic new definitive 608-page biography and a new spirit devoted to his North Country heritage. Homesick Blues Minnesota Weeded Bourbon Whiskey will be released on October 24th. By Heaven's Door Distillery, founded in 2018 by the celebrated performer-poet in collaboration with Spirits Investment Partnership, also known as SIP. Spirits Investment Partnership. Here's a quote from the chief operating officer, and they say, Bob Dylan is a part of every single bottle we produce, but this one is truly close to home, SIP Chief Operating Officer Alex Moore told Fox News Digital. The grains were grown 150 miles from where Dylan grew up. The ethos that goes into every Heaven's Door bottle comes from him. He helped design the labels on the bottles. He's a part of the entire production process. The true bourbon, Moore said, is made from a mash of 70% corn and 30% Minnesota-grown wheat. Its late October release coincides with the pending debut of an official biography called Bob Dylan Mixing Up the Medicine, written and edited by Mark Davidson and Parker Fischel. The hefty tome features over 1,100 images and contributions by Dylan Fan Luminaire, including former Secretary of the Treasury Robert Rubin, Sonic Youth co-founder Lee Rinaldo, and historian Douglas Brinkley. Quote, spanning the life and career of the Nobel Prize winning musician, artist, and writer, this magnum opus provides unprecedented access to the hidden treasures found within the Bob Dylan archive, said biographer Davidson. This extraordinary book contains unprecedented insights into Dylan's creative evolution, end quote. Davidson also serves as senior director of archives and exhibitions at the Bob Dylan Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Both the whiskey and the biography derive their names from Dylan's influential 1965 folk rock classic, Subterranean Homesick Blues. And here's a quote from that song. Johnny's in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement, thinking about the government. Dylan spits out in the machine gun style in the oft-imitated tune. Written in the stream of consciousness pattern, Dylan tried to combine all his thoughts with everything that was happening in the mid-1960s world within the three-minute song, British outlet Far Out Magazine wrote in a 2021 retrospect of the musical impact of the release. And by the way, I was trying to motion to my producer, Sam, that we could play that song on the way out of the segment, the Subterranean Homesick Blues. So you'll get to hear a little bit of it as we wrap up this segment. Let me give you a little bit more from the story. The song's title, Subterranean Homesick Blues, was borrowed from Kerouac's semi-fictional 1958 novel, The Subterraneans. The effort has gone on to become an anthem of the decade. John Lennon admired the song to the point of being jealous of it, thinking that he could never compete with such powerful stuff. By the way, the Homesick Blues Wheated Bourbon Whiskey is available now for pre-order individually, or you can buy it with a copy of the book. So Bob Dylan, new whiskey coming out and a new book too, an authorized biography. 9:47, let's take a break. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat batch out laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 51. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight. Lows level off around 33. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 52. Temperatures below average Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the lower 50s to the mid 50s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 41.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Music from John Lennon, who would have been 83 years old today, born on this date in 1940. But, you know, he's been gone since 1980. But obviously his music lives on, and many of his quotes live on. I came across a piece. Actually, I found it at Yahoo Sport, but it's originally from Liverpool World. Okay, which I imagine is from Liverpool, UK. And it's a piece about the life and times of John Lennon with 15 quotes from the late Beatles star. This piece was posted this morning by Emma Dukes. One of the quotes, the first one says, "I'm not going to change the way I look or the way I feel to conform to anything. I've always been a freak. So I've been a freak all my life, and I have to live with that, you know? I'm one of those people." And the text of the piece says, "On Monday, October 9th, 2023, John Lennon would have celebrated his 83rd birthday. However, the Beatles star only made it to 40 years old. A talented singer and founding member of the Beatles, Lennon was a quirky character known for his peace activism and inspirational words. His musical contribution to the world was enormous, and he changed the course of popular music and culture. His lyrics of love, peace, and togetherness remain a legacy to this day, continuing to inspire 43 years after his death. Here's another quote. It says, everybody loves you when you're 6 foot in the ground. The piece goes on and says, Lennon's life may have been short, but his message lives on, with many of his words and witticisms still being quoted today. So here are some of those. Lennon said, what we've got to do is keep hope alive, because without it, we'll sink. Lennon also said, everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end. Lennon also said, as usual, there is a great woman behind every idiot, referring to Yoko Ono in his case. Lennon said, everything is clearer when you're in love. He also said, time you enjoy wasting was not wasted. John Lennon said, you don't need anybody to tell you who you are or what you are. You are what you are. John Lennon said, if someone thinks that love and peace is a cliche that must have been left behind in the 60s, that's his problem. Love and peace are eternal. John Lennon said, a dream you dream alone is only a dream. A dream you dream together is reality. John Lennon said, we all have Hitler in us, but we also have love and peace. So why not give peace a chance for once? John Lennon said, being honest may not get you a lot of friends, but it'll always get you the right ones. John Lennon also said, before Elvis, there was nothing. John Lennon also said, art is only a way of expressing pain. And he also said, you either get tired fighting for peace or you die. It's the words of John Lennon on what would have been his 83rd birthday. And that wraps up this show for today. I hope you learned something. I hope you have a great day. And do something nice for someone today. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. La, 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 la.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. If my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media.